Hot 102.7 Monday. That means Hot Cares. You know, there's amazing homes out there doing incredible work for children and older folk.
Yeah, so also one of our key pillars here at Hot Cares is obviously education and making sure that we're making the right investments into the next generation, no matter where you're born, you know, because it's kind of a luck of the draw in terms of where you're born, what privilege you manage to enjoy. But South Africa being one of the world's most unequal societies, we've really got to do our part to make sure our next generation has a fighting chance.
And funding is difficult in these hard times.
It always is. You know, when you're an NPO and you're doing work in the community, you rely on donors, you rely on sponsors. And so it's very, very exciting for us to turn our attention to St. Teresa's home. It's a children's home caring for many, many children. Oh. We've got Debbie Bowles on the line. She's the director of St. Teresa's Children's Home. Good morning, Debbie. Tell us about the work that St. Teresa's Children's Home does in our communities.
Okay, so St. Teresa's Children's Home is an institution that started in 1925. So we're looking at 97 years,
sure,
and looking forward to our 100 years. But this was started by a group of Augustinian nuns, and their vision was always to care for children in need. They narrowed that down, and currently we look after 72 orphaned, vulnerable, HIV, affected, infected, any child with a chronic illness, and any boy in need of care. It's boys only, 72 of them. We take care of them holistically.
So I can imagine that, you know, the work that you do relies heavily on the generosity of donors and sponsors and that kind of thing, and it's always a difficult thing to make sure that you've got enough funding to take care of so many boys.
Yeah, there's not a lot of money around. How do you cope there?
Well, we are very blessed that we have people who do donate. It's never enough, and we do struggle to make ends meet and to provide with the escalating costs of living and needs of the boys as well. But we always look forward to and encourage people to donate to this worthy cause if they can. Every little bit makes a difference.
Debbie, many can understand the challenges that you face as well, because when you think about it, there are so many informal settlements surrounding St. Teresa's home as well, and you must be inundated with people who desperately need help.
On an ongoing basis, yes. And we help wherever we can. It is the sad reality that our institution has to sometimes have a long waiting list and not always able to take in as many as the need requires us to do so.
Yeah, it's shocking, actually. Every week, Hot Cares inundated with emails from homes like yourself. But we do have some very, very generous people here.
Yeah, our Hot 102.7 listeners are, I want to say one of a kind, but we've got quite a few of them. But we know that, you know, if you've got boys of a school-going age, that there's needs year on year to meet those and to keep them in the educational system and to get them off to a good start in life despite what they've been going through. So one of our regular anonymous donors here at Hot Cares has heard about the great work that you do in these communities, and they would love to donate 40,000 rands worth of school uniforms.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I'm a cry or just say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, that's 40,000 rands towards school uniforms and other educational needs. How is that going to help you?
It's going to help us tremendously, because at St. Jesus, our boys are all at school, and they are in schools according to their needs. So we have many who are in special needs institutions. And then we have the others. We have a lot of high flyers, but not all of them are academically sound. Right. So we try to cater as their needs are. And so that 40,000, obviously, they'll have beautiful school shoes, uniforms, winter jerseys, umbrellas, raincoats, etc. Those are things that sometimes we don't always have and we have to share. But that's going to make the year ahead absolutely, I don't know, absolutely smooth running for us when we normally have to beg for that. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Debbie and the rest of your team at Teresa's Children's Home, continue the amazing work you do. All right.
Thank you so much.
Hot Cares.